Mm-hmm. And there goes Facebook Live video and podcast audio. Things could be happening there, buddy chief. Always gotta look around the camera. There he goes. To access what I'm trying to access.
Politics is weird and creepy. And now I know lacks even the loosest attachment to anything like reality.
You're very beautiful.
I know.
Why do you smell so good?
Because I don't use deodorant and I only take bubble baths.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar. Dear God, somebody hand me a glass.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
I don't even know if I actually have any white on white crime in these notes. Maybe I should chickadee check myself before I proceed to riggity wreck myself.
This show is fucked up.
Trigger warning, Father Muckers. In case you didn't already know that there, you better watch out.
Father Teresa's Wine Cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
All right. WineCellarMedia.com. Phoenix Kaliter. Having, the histoplasmosis flare-up. Last time she was sick, it was in her belly. You know, she had some gastrointestinal business, you know. But, yeah, it's the histoplasmosis flare-up. And like I said before, I think it's stress-relatable, stress-relatified, stress-relationated. All of these are actual words. So I'm here at Phoenix, and folks, hit up Phoenix Kaliter on the PayPal and the whatnot. And Phoenix Kaliter got the hospital stuff hit up and hit up the something with the car. She had to take the car down to a place, and some motherfucker with a wrench did things to the car to make the car more vroomy. So the car goes vroom in a more vroomitarian fashion. All right, over there in the archive chat space, nobody chatting, but there's a random butler, by far one of the most interesting names I've seen in the past 3 years on the Facebooks. And Sam, I think that's a UK cat, posted up in the joint. A little bit of what I've been seeing, nooses in cells, rotting teeth, a report details harsh conditions in an Adelanto immigration facility, reported by the Los Angeles Times. Truck drives into a crowd of protesters outside of a McDonald's. All right. And a Rhodes Scholar that used to rap. Well, the GOP in their advertisements against him, they're calling him a big city rapper. Watch out for the rapping man. And it looks like Phoenix Kaliter did not add anything extra. So I can actually jump right down to the funky stuff. Where the holy heck darn is that? Alright, yeah, and I gotta get this in a can because my shift starts at 4 a.m. today. And it's already 2:42 a.m. I need to be out of this Father Mucker by 3:30 a.m. Podcast uploaded, YouTube uploaded. All right, so on the Los Angeles Times, posted by Paloma Esquivel and Brittany Mejia. Nailed it. And a Nicaraguan man who was detained in the Adelanto ICE Processing Center died in March 2017 after he was found hanging in his cell from his bed sheets. Not long after, two other detainees also used sheets in an attempt to hang themselves. When the federal officials arrived in May, of this year for a surprise inspection of a privately run immigration detention facility. They found nooses made from bedsheets in 15 of 20 cells. This is a quote from the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General. They put, quote, when we asked to contact guards who oversaw the housing units why they did not remove the bed sheets, they echoed it was not a high priority, end quote. The nooses are just one of many problems posing significantly health and safety risks identified by federal inspectors in Adelanto, which can house nearly 2,000 detainees as they wait the outcome of their immigration cases. They go weeks and months waiting to see a doctor. They met with a dentist who dismissed the necessity of filings and suggested that detainees use string from their socks to floss. All right. They found that detainees were commonly subjected to disciplinary segregation before being found guilty of violating rules. Excuse me. And this is a year after, hold up. There we go. 1 year after immigrant advocates raised alarms about conditions at the facility following the deaths of three detainees in a three-month period in 2017. I do not think that we got to that in the wine cellar. Over in the archive chat space, Sam said, quote, the survival of detainees, not a high priority. Well, no, the only high priority in a privately run facility is making money. Big money dollars. All right? People love to get them money dollars, feller, I tell you what. Yeah, Los Angeles Times. Taking a look down a little bit more from this. A spokeswoman. There is an absolute refusal of these agencies and businesses to just make the job spokesperson. It's got to be a spokesman or a spokeswoman. But the spokeswoman, Lori Haley, for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, said in a statement that immigration officials take the findings seriously and have agreed to conduct a full and immediate review of the center to ensure compliance with detention standards and expedite necessary corrective actions. All right. And we do not have a great deal of time. I'm going to dance it forward a little bit. I follow this conservative black man on the Facebooks, right? Because I may have riffed about that. Someone could be tuning in for the first time or may have missed that riff. I was in the foster care system. I knew a cat named Larry Dunbar. He lived on Eastside Tacoma. And he was a pretty interesting, funny cat. I don't want to say hardworking as a compliment, because that's like saying you're very good at being exploited. I mean, that's what it is. When you say someone's hardworking, you're saying you're very good at being exploited. So he was definitely determined to not be a broke kid. And I do mean kid. When I met him, he was 12 and I was 12. And that cat never had less than like 150 bucks in his pocket at 12. You know, and he was just a real interesting cat to me. Didn't see him too much after, say like early to mid 97. And then I saw him again. He had transferred from whatever high school he was going to my high school 1 year. So I saw him a little bit there, but we didn't really, because I was heavy in with the hip hop crowd. So like I was, that was my echo chamber. And at high school, hip hop crowd and some Crips. And he wasn't really rolling with that, especially not Southside. He was still an Eastside guy. And then, I'm adult, I'm on the Facebooks, I look, I'm like, well, let me see if I can find Larry Dunbar. and didn't find him, but I found this Republican dude, this black Republican, Larry Dunbar. He was a military cat, and I just love following his posts. Now, let's take a look at this. This is, it says now it's 8 hours old. He said, when you represent all Americans and are successful at it, it shows. President Trump didn't get elected on dividing the country. That was already in place by the previous president. He beat the hell out of a progressive socialist who wanted to keep us at each other's throats. He's calling Hillary Clinton a progressive socialist. Let's continue. Now that Americans believe in the vision of a united America, the biggest threat now is the government. Look at what they tried to do to a duly elected president and the people around him. We are at each other's throats while the fourth branch of government pretends to be innocent and above the fray. The Senate Judiciary Committee is a perfect example of why we have to come together and support this president. The fourth branch of government. This is, like, when we say ignorant, we mean it. We really, really mean it when we say they're ignorant. This nigga called Hillary Clinton a progressive socialist. And again, let's look at that other sentence. We are at each other's throats while the fourth branch of government pretends to be innocent and above the fray. I don't even know what's the fucking fourth branch? Hopefully he thinks that it's a First Amendment thing, and he thinks that, like, journalism is the fourth branch. Let's hope to fuck that's it. He was a military cat. I don't know if he saw any action, but it is possible that a guy who thinks there's a fourth branch of government and that Hillary Clinton is a progressive socialist was issued a gun and sent out to go shoot people. All right? That's the world you live in. I don't live in this world. I'm visiting. All right? I'm going other places. I don't deal with this shit. And quick riff, Brett Kavanaugh, right? Like, I mean, there's something, I'm not the only one that said this. Many people have been like, why don't the Republicans just fucking go with another fucking candidate? There's a gazillion conservatives that are gonna fucking vote down the party line from this micro Congress of no term and no term limit, which is what the Supreme Court is. Let's keep it greasy. They legislate from the bench. They are a micro Congress of no terms and no term limits. All right? It's Congress for life. All right? That's just what that is. And they're all partisan. I mean, think about it. Like, that's what motherfuckers were saying. Like, even I had riffed on that a little bit with Madison Page way back in, like, late 2015 or so. And, you know, we're like, yeah, niggas is going to be looking at the Supreme Court when they're thinking about voting, because they know that whoever gets in is picking for the party from the party. All right. I'm thinking, like, why the fuck won't they just go at one of these other motherfuckers? Because this bad boy Brett thing, really, he, like, represents rape culture, like, in overt ways. And now in this inadvertent way, because so many people are saying, no, not Brett. Hell, even if you do still go with another conservative, just not fucking Brett. But they're like, oh, you don't consent to Brett? Well, we're gonna force Brett upon you anyway. And then another part of that, that represents the rape culture is, all these guys, you think that he's the only one? Hell, Neil Gorsuch just doesn't have anybody coming forward. Alright? But it's like, Brett is their representative. He is them. And if he can be denied, I can be denied. Fuck that. Force Brett upon them. Or else, I might lose a spot. I might have my life ruined, as one might say. But yeah, Brett, he represents rape culture in overt and inadvertent ways. Alright, taking a look here at the funky stuff. Rape culture. This coming off of a website called The Science Enthusiast. This one up September 29th, 2018. Right now it is White on White Wednesday. And I ain't is be got much white on white crime for you. I ain't is be got none really when it comes down to it. And it's October 3rd, 2018. And this got put up on The Science Enthusiast by Dan Broadbent. All right, Dan Broadbent. Hey, cat, stop that. Gosh darn it. Hold on, I'm going to pause the podcast. The Facebook Live is just going to have to keep going. I got to let the cat out the door because she starts scratching the carpet. And unpause. Yeah, because fucking... she scratches the carpet to get in and then scratches the carpet to get out. I'm going to have to fucking replace the goddamn carpet. Or I need to put some of those, I don't know, like some metal things down, some dividers under the damn doors. Yeah. Adult life is a series of trips to Home Depot. Fuck. Now, this here is a pastor, a Christian pastor. A former member of the Indiana House of Representatives, and his name is Don Boyes. All right, that's dead up his name, Don Boyes. And this is a quote from Mr. Don Boyes, you know, when it comes down to this Brett Kavanaugh. Remember, this here is a Christian pastor. All right, he's a leader. People trust him. People leave people they care about alone with him. And he said, quote, "Rape is having sex with a woman while she screams for help. No scream, no rape," according to Deuteronomy 22:23-24. All right, before we go on with this quote, I'm gonna searchify that, because I don't read fiction. You know, I read the news. That's my thing, which, when you find out that the news had fiction in it, you're like, ah, motherfuck you, buddy. All right. So, Deuteronomy 22:23-24. And BibleGateway.com. Like, I wonder if any of these... I bet all of them have their own, like, preferred translation of what has been translated and translated and translated and translated and edited and burned down and simplified. All right. So, this says... if a man happens to meet a woman in town, a virgin pledged to be married, and he sleeps with her, that's all that says. And then, here it goes, 22:24. He says, "You shall take both of them to the gate of that town and stone them to death. The young woman, because she was in a town and did not scream for help, and the man, because he violated another man's wife. You must purge the evil from among you." What if she was scared? Damn, so just throw rocks at people until they die. Christians are fucked. and then, so a virgin pledged to be married in that first joint. But in the second one, it says violated another man's wife. Damn, nigga, so she your property before she your property? That's that patriarchy shit, nigga. We putting hoes on layaway, nigga. Is that what's happening? Is that the patriarchy you represent? You got women on layaway? God damn. It's already mine. I just got to go get a U-Haul truck to take her home. Can't fit her in my horse and buggy. The fuck? All right. Property is be property. Continuing with this quote from Pastor Don Boyes. Spelled as is, boys. He continues and says, "Ford says Kavanaugh held his hand over her mouth, so did she scream for help when his hand was elsewhere? After all, it was in a bedroom of a house. Surely one of the other four teens could have heard him scream when she bit his hand. Did she bite him? Poke him in the eye? Women know instinctively how to protect their honor. So, you're basically saying your vagina is your honor. That's it. Like, hey, not your fucking degree, Dr. Ford. Your vagina is your honor. He continues, screaming, shouting, slapping, spitting, slugging, and stabbing with a finger, a pencil, or a hat pin. What? How much shit is he? And how many times did you attempt to rape someone and they fought? Are these all the different ways that people have fought off you trying to rape them? How is all this shit in your head? He continues, since she did not cry out or stab him, I will not believe her without a film of the event. Yeah, well, you can't keep a copy of it and go alone in your study. Fucking. And not even a sick fuck. You're a normal fuck. That's the thing. Quit looking for sick fucks. Look for normal fucks. Because normal is the sick. Damn, there's shit going on in the archive chat space. I ain't even paying attention. back to it. There is Sam and Random Butler. And they're said, does he mean the fourth estate? Maybe there's four houses. There could be. This is going back to Larry Dunbar. And Random Butler said, tough balance to strike between terrifying the potential future invaders and also keeping them flowing into lucrative internment camps. And a little bit more from the archive chat space, Random Butler and Sam. They said, they're gambling that sticking up for the mouthy, rapey, unlikable asshole will work for their brand. It worked in 2016. Not a bad bet, since most people don't actually seem to care. And also, it's so theater. Like, they have the majority. They have the vote. They can just do it. Like, all this shit is excess song and dance. Like, this is what we all saw coming. And quite frankly, it's, as I previously, you know, it's what they've been working on for four decades, which is why it's really goofy to call right-wingers and conservative type cats reactionary. They're so not. They're proactive as fuck. They have been acting out their plan since the mid to late 70s. And here we are in 2018, like, we're the really reactionary here. You know, they're reacting a lot. No, they're not. The Democrats are reacting. All right? The Republicans busted their unions. The Democrats reacted and went to the banks. The Republicans fucking said, you better be tough on crime. We're going to pull out this Willie Horton shit. And we want this motherfucking three strikes business. The Democrats said, fuck, we're going to lose vote. React and be like them. Come on, guys. Reactionary parties, the Democrats. Shit, the fucking Republicans, proactive, Democrats, reactive. Continuing, hashtag Biblegate. And Sam Samson said, a hat pin. Where did he grow up? In the 1850s? He doesn't look like a young lad. Let me drop a link from this in there. They have a picture of this individual. If you should so want to look at... Like, he basically looks like how a capitalist slave owner like Santa Claus would actually look, right? Like, because Santa Claus is a business-running slave owner. This is how he would actually look. There's the boom link in the archive chat space. All right. Oh, let me do a little dance on over here. We hit the LA Times. Don't have a lot of time. It's 3:02. I need to be out the door in 28 minutes, right? 28 minutes. Okay, one more. It's the rapper. And no, not Kanye West. He's not a rapper. He's an internet troll. That's just that's what's going on there. So 9 people marching for union rights hit by a fucking truck.
At breaking news this hour, 9 people rushed to the hospital when a pickup truck runs into a crowd of people protesting for an increase in the minimum wage. It all happened on Flint's southeast side. Good afternoon, I'm Larry Elliott.
Hey, we'd like an increase in the minimum wage. What are they doing? Are they protestifying? I don't like protesters. Are they Black Lives Matter? Are they anti-Trump? I don't care. Hit them with my truck.
And I'm Christine Winter. It's a story we've been covering for you live all morning long. It happened around 7 this morning on Dort Highway between Lippincott and Lapeer Roads. ABC 12's Mark Bullion has been at that scene all morning long. And Mark, you spoke with a witness who saw it unfold.
Yeah, good afternoon, Larry and Christine. Many in the group had come here on charter buses. They were actually marching to that McDonald's off Dort and Lapeer. Now, our very own ABC 12 photographer, Tony Zyber, he was actually here this morning to cover that protest, which he says went from peaceful, to an absolute panic in just a matter of seconds.
Right. They have, they're limited in time, but I would have been like, I would not have said it went from peaceful to an absolute panic. I'd have said it was peaceful and some fuckstick in a pick 'em up truck ruined it by being a violent jack-knuckled fuckstick in a pick 'em up truck.
Scary and tense moments this morning along Dort Highway near Lapeer after a pickup truck plows into at least a half dozen protesters.
I heard like some thuds and some screams, and I just couldn't believe what I saw.
ABC 12 photographer Tony Zyber was already at the scene planning to cover a rally involving fast food workers, and there
the stenographer is misspelling the word believe. All right. Folks have, they got remember to vote signs and whatnot up there. So they're out there, activisming.
Their push to unionize and earn higher wages. Instead, that protest quickly turned into a crime scene.
There were people in the street, yep, that's right, laying there. As soon as I got there, they were all laying there, and people were crying, and, you know, there were people screaming. It was real, like, everyone was scattered.
Zyber says people immediately began rushing to help the half dozen or so people that were hit.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, I've been doing this job for, like, 7 years, and nothing like this has ever really happened to me before.
He says first responders arrived very quickly, and protesters immediately started to pray for those that were hit.
There was panic on people's faces. There was, a raw emotion that you don't normally see doing this job.
Now, here is what we know as of the 12 o'clock hour. We do know that all 9 people are expected to be okay. Flint's police chief has said this does not appear to be intentional and that the driver actually seemed pretty shaken up after he hit those individuals. Now, the protesters with Fight for 15 decided not to rally in Flint. Instead, they took their efforts down to their second previously planned location down in Detroit this afternoon. Of course.
Holy shit. So the driver was shaking up. How the fuck did the motherfucker hit him? And because I'm not hearing anything about the driver was intoxicated this or, I don't know, dropped your fucking sunglasses. That's a classic. How did you just run your truck into a bunch of people? Random Butler, Archive Chat Space, said, quote, "I think it's embarrassing for the country to allow protesters. You don't even know what side the protesters are on." Yeah, you see, and I'm not a patriot. I'm not a big fan of the corporate state of McMurica, right? Like, this place is just one big fucking continental job. You know, like, that's what this shit was founded as. This is a fucking, it's McMurica Inc. It's incorporated. This shit ain't no goddamn nation of free individuals, right? Like, fucking, look, city to city, fucking ordinances and whatnot. Illegal to have a tent. You're not allowed to be homeless. No, like, you're required to fucking be exploited for your labor somewhere so that a landlord, even though it's supposed to be a free market economy, which means a economy of free of landlords, which landlord shit, that's theft by default. I don't live there, but it's mine. Give me money to live there. The fuck is that? It's ridiculous. And, yeah, so I'm not a patriot of this shit. So, like, when I see people that are like, I'm embarrassed by Donald Trump. You're embarrassed? So that, like, what you're telling me is that you actually like this McMurka shit. Why? Where's the awesome part? Or when was the awesome part? Which was the awesome decade? And then explain it in full detail. We'll be waiting. All right, it is 3:08 a.m. I have to be out of the door in 22 minutes. All right, so that'll be that for Morning Wine Cellar. Fetus Kaliter should be back in, well, you know what? When the pain stops. Or when the pain slows down. That's what chronic pain is like. When there's less pain, Phoenix Kaliter will be able to get down with the get down. And also, Phoenix Kaliter put in her 2 weeks notice via email for the job at the church, because that's where a lot of the stress is coming from. So, you know, I think what people call it, right, a tightening of the belt around these parts. But, you know, I think that with her starting up her own program and folks she's interacting with on the Twitters, she'll be able to monetize well. And a supplement. All right. So with that, that'll be that. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Have a good one.